And I would say things like, school's difficult, school's boring. No, it isn't. Reason to ask me to speak because one of my more successful shows was one at ABC called Stupid in America that inflamed the union and raised the idea of choice. And since then, so much has happened. This is one area where we can say, wow, finally, good wins. Actually, one of the reasons I left ABC was because I wanted to update Stupid in America and talk about choice. Hey, there's a whole movement now. This show, which did well, is it going to do even better? Because this new stuff has happened. Nah, you're predictable. Nah, we want to, you know. Important story we have to do, and that Michael Jackson's still dead. And so I left, and we did another one at Fox. And for it, I went to a fourth grade class in a charter school. And in my kid's private school in New York City, where we pay $25,000 tuition, most of the fourth graders are alert and eager to learn. And I go into this Harlem fourth grade classroom, and I would say nearly all of them seemed alert and eager to learn. And I would say things like, school's difficult, school's boring. No, it isn't. They were verbal, and this school was doing something right. And I don't presume to know what part of choice worked. In this case, they're in school longer. They're there. They feel these kids need extra structure, so they have Saturday classes, and they go till 5 o'clock. Maybe it's that the teachers wear an earpiece, and sometimes a master teacher comes in, sits in the back of the hall, and makes suggestions while they're teaching. I don't know. But the great thing about choice is that these winning experiments will emerge. You know, more of these flowers will bloom, and that's great. The only other thing I wanted to add is that it shows how horrible things were, that it took this long for this eminently sensible thing to happen. And if you think about it, all we're asking for with vouchers, that the money be attached to the kid, and in America, it's about $13,000, so it's $250,000 per classroom. Think what you could do with the money. That shows how the monopoly squanders it. But having the money attached to the kid, paid for by the government, is basically single payer. So what we reject in healthcare, we're now cheering that we finally got to in education. And that shows how screwed up that was. So, thanks.